USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Senate Democrats are preparing to pass a sprawling health care, climate, and tax bill. The legislation must be approved by all 50 Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren accepting the compromises needed to achieve that.
I wanted so much more. I want universal child care. I want us to do more on health care. Of course, there's a ton more that I want to do. But you know what? This is a big deal. So let's book the win and then get right back in the fight.
At least 9 people were shot and wounded, one critically outside a bar early Sunday in Cincinnati. At a press conference Sunday, Cincinnati Mayor Atfat Pirulbal said people are becoming more reliant on guns to settle personal disputes.
And instead of backing away or instead of having a fist fight, because of the prevalence of guns in our community, they shot at each other.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
China's largest ever military exercises surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
Facing critical races for governor and U.S. Senate, Democratic hopefuls in Wisconsin are hoping that their support for abortion rights in the face of a Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade can overcome the headwinds of a midterm election long expected to favor Republicans. But there's one key group their strategies might fail to mobilize, and that are the black voters. The topic is so fraught that most community organizers avoid bringing it up. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Former FBI Director and Special Counsel Robert Mueller turned 78 this week. Mueller most famously conducted a special investigation into the Trump campaign's cooperation with Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He testified before Congress regarding the now infamous Mueller report.
I don't think you have reviewed a report that is as thorough, as fair, as consistent as the report that we have in front of us.
The on-again, off-again Twitter deal.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued. The two sides are headed to a Delaware courtroom this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Los Angeles Dodgers paid tribute to the legendary announcer and sports broadcaster Vin Scully at their first home game since his passing on Friday. Dodgers announcer Charlie Steiner remembers his legendary predecessor.
Vin was above and beyond the greatest baseball broadcaster ever lived. May have been the best pure sports announcer who ever lived. He was a friend, and that's one of those things I'm having difficulty coming to terms with here in the last few days. I knew he was going to pass away, and it came as no surprise, but still you get the call, and it's a gut punch.
I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.